A study on whether a breast cancer drug might help in early stages of the disease had dramatic results. So dramatic that researchers ended the study early and began offering the medication to all participants. NPR's Patricia Naiment reports.
The drug is called Herceptin. Until now, it's been used with chemotherapy for patients with advanced breast cancer that's returned or spread to the lymph nodes. Researchers wanted to know if this combination therapy would also help patients before the disease had spread. They were expecting good news, but these findings, they say, were startling. Dr. Joanne Zajewski is a medical oncologist. She manages patient studies of breast cancer for the National Cancer Institute. She says the two large studies involving over 3,000 women were looking at how long women on both chemotherapy and Herceptin would remain free of disease after surgery.
We found that the disease-free survival was improved by over 50%. And that degree of magnitude is rarely, I've never seen it this early in the conduct of a clinical trial. This magnitude, I think, surprised everyone.
Specifically, the women who were on chemo and Herceptin decreased their risk of cancer recurring by 52%. This data was reviewed over the weekend, and the unanimous decision to stop the studies was made. From now on, all patients in the studies will be offered both therapies. Zajewski says the treatment works by creating a sort of double attack on the cancer cells.
These cancer cells have this abnormality. There's a protein, and a protein we call HER2 on the cancer cell. So first we give them chemotherapy, which will damage the cell, and then in conjunction we give them this targeted therapy, which basically blocks the ability of the cells to recover from the chemotherapy. We attack the cancer cell in two ways, once with the chemotherapy and then with this targeted therapy.
Zajewski will continue to follow the thousands of women involved in the study and monitor the impact of this combination therapy on overall life expectancy. But she's very hopeful and excited. The principle of a double attack on cancer cells, she says, could prove useful for other types of breast cancer and even for other cancers. Dr. Edith Perez headed one of the studies. Perez works with the Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville, Florida. She says these findings will up the standard of care for patients with this type of cancer, which affects about 30% of all breast cancer patients.
We've been looking for the magic bullet in terms of finding what drives the growth of breast cancer, and then can we develop a drug that specifically attacks or target that particular molecule that is in many ways responsible for tumor growth and for the tumor to spread. And that's what we have here. We have one of the magic bullets against breast cancer.
Herceptin does have side effects. While relatively rare, some patients suffer heart problems. Researchers say the benefits still outweigh the risks, but patients should discuss treatment options along with a family history of heart disease with their doctors. Patricia Naiment, NPR News.